Today's April 19th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $63,934.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Happy halving day, Rick.
Indeed.
It went down. It happened like clockwork.
I mean, that's the one thing about Bitcoin is everything's laid out. The schedule is set in stone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is. We already have, and we'll talk about it at the end of the episode, but we already have the date for the next halving in place.
Rough date, right?
Rough date. Yeah, it can change, but we already have some... what we're kind of looking at in the ballpark wise right now. So with what we opened up with, what is our current theoretical purchase at?
Okay. So looking at our theoretical purchase on October 27th, $3,000, about you 0.0885 Bitcoin. So that's a lot of Bitcoin for $3,000.
Yeah.
And it's already, it was above 6,000, but it's still not doing too bad. It's 5,658.
Okay.
We're making another theoretical purchase at the halving, and so we'll just assume $1,000 at the 63,934, and that comes out to 0.0156 Bitcoin. Of course, that's really basically just $1,000 right now, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that kind of plays out as time goes on, as we march forward. Yeah, kind of what we were kind of alluding to in the beginning there, we do know what the schedule kind of is. I mean, we don't know exact date, but we know the number of blocks before the next halving. So today marked the fourth block reward halving at block height 840,000. It was mined via BTC, securing the notable Epic Satoshi for the Fortunate Mining Pool, and at 3.125 Bitcoin reward. So that's basically what happens, right? Is that reward gets cut in half. So the block that actually mined the block that switched us over that 840,000 block height also achieved a whopping 37.626 BTC in transaction fees with that.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So now the next block reward happens when we reach the block height at 1,050,000.
Wow.
So we have a little ways to go for the next one.
But it was close to 4 years. I mean, the previous halving was on May 11th in 2020, and this one's on April 19th, 2024. So, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it's... and the big thing is the amount of hash power that started to kind of get pushed into the market, right? Like, we keep on just seeing that increase. And because of that two-week lag before the adjustment of the difficulty happens, you know, they can pump out some blocks a little bit faster than what they normally would for a little while. Short term. And I'm wondering, too, with that, like, I mean, now that reward's been cut in half, are we going to see, you know, some of the block or some of the hash rate start to come offline?
Well, I mean, supply and demand, I mean, unless the price catches up pretty quick, I mean, which it could.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some people shutting it down. If they're not the most efficient mining setup, you know, might as well call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I put a poll out on X earlier today just to kind of see what the feeling was out there. You know, I said that the halving is nigh. What do you think will happen with Bitcoin short term? And so option one was, you know, the price is, it's priced in already. We're going to see a drop. Or it was not priced in, price is going to go up. So, and when we're talking short term, we're talking just within the next, you know, couple weeks or so. And so far, 60% of the people on there are saying that we're going to see a drop. And 40% were saying we're going to see an increase. So, kind of a split. I mean, more people obviously are expecting a drop, which tells me then maybe we should expect an up, because you got always got to take the contrarian view, but could be wrong.
Well, when it comes to Bitcoin, I mean, there is usually the post-halving kind of, I wouldn't say meltdown, but it definitely drops. So,
yeah.
On historical patterns, I mean, yeah, that's what you'd follow. But no Bitcoin price has ever gone into an all-time high before the halving. So,
right.
All bets are off.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, when we look at the chart, like just on the short time frame, I mean, it looks like we have a bull flag in play, but I don't know. I wouldn't expect anything to kind of develop from this until Monday at this point, especially going into the weekend. I could be wrong, but I mean, and maybe we'll see one of those typical things, because what we've been seeing a lot of pump like on Sunday, and then it usually like Monday morning comes along, and once Asia's kind of shutting down for the day or whatever, we see like the drop. At least that's what it's been lately. The outflows have kind of continued through Grayscale. I mean, I feel like they're slowing down, but I could be completely wrong because I feel like we say that every episode. We had, like, so far right now, I put on the chart within the Discord, but they're only showing that Grayscale sold 45.8 today, which really? I don't know how true that is yet, because, I mean, then they still show, like, BlackRock didn't buy anything, which I don't buy that. BlackRock has not done a single day where they haven't bought. So, however, it is showing that we did have some positive inflows today. So that could be part of the reason why we saw some of the price do what it did. But I think a lot of what happens too, and I know we've kind of alluded to this as well, is that the halving is kind of like it's without a lot of pomp and circumstance. Like it happened, right? Like that's it. It's just it's going to be the delayed effect from it.
Well, it's kind of, we've thought about this for a long time. I mean, you've been hoping for a supply shock for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
On not to throw you under the bus.
No, it's yeah,
not
no,
it really happened. But is this the year that supply shock finally does happen with the ETFs?
To some degree, I think we've had, well, I guess we've had demand shock more than anything else in the previous halvings. But now, if we can really get the confluence between a demand shock and a supply shock at the same time, you know, that's really where I see, you know, I don't know. I had a discussion, I think it was last weekend. I was talking with somebody that mines Bitcoin, and they were talking about how, you know, they're like, well, maybe we'll see 100,000 next year. And I'm like, really? You think it'll take that long? I don't think it will.
I don't either. But, you know, I mean, crazier things could happen.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, there's a lot in the way of macroeconomic type environments that are happening right now that are causing a lot of fear in the market, right?
Yep. Not even just macro, but like geopolitical. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, gold's at 2,391 right now. It's up $13.50 for the day. Bitcoin, it just depends on when you check it. Like, it's up $65 at the moment. Now it's down to 73, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to tell what all is going to take place with all this stuff. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is Jerome Powell was talking the other day, and, you know, obviously inflation is being stickier than what they initially thought it was going to be. So now they're saying that maybe some of the interest rate reductions are not going to happen at all.
Well, until, you know, especially like with real estate and everything, until, I mean, it looks like it might be cooling off, but until prices drop, I mean, there's no way they can really cut rates, because all they're going to do is boost those prices. So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an interesting time. I mean, one of the other things too that, and I implore everybody to do this, because there's still time. It's still halving day. If you're listening to this, and even if you're listening tomorrow, I think everybody should buy at least $21 worth of Bitcoin. Separate from this, the theoretical purchase or anything else, but just in celebration of the halving, go buy $21 worth of Bitcoin. not asking for a lot, just $21 to commemorate the $21 million. Not financial advice.
Not financial advice. Well, if you don't have $21 to spare, I don't know what you're doing listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't buy $21 worth of Bitcoin, you know, not saying nothing, but go sell something. Buy $21 worth of Bitcoin. It's super easy to do anymore.
It's true.
Yeah, PayPal account, whatever the case may be, like, you can buy Bitcoin. But yeah, I just figured, I was like, you know what? Today's the day to just kind of do that as a memento of what took place today. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool to see the halving kind of fall into place. And now we have 1,412 days currently until the next halving. 209,981 more blocks to go.
And you know how many much is going to be mined during that whole cycle, the next cycle?
We could do the math on it real quick.
Actually, I had it.
Do you got it right there? Okay.
Yeah. It's this past cycle, it was 656,250. So half of that is going to be 328,125.
328,125?
Correct.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I know. I started doing some of my tables, and I went out, and I got to year 2072. You know how much is going to be mined those whole 4 years?
2072?
Yeah.
Well, how much?
160.
160,000? Or just 160?
Period.
Period. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, majority of the Bitcoin's already out there that's going to exist. And then a good chunk of that's already lost for all time.
A solid chunk of it, right?
Yeah, about 4 million of it.
Man.
Lost wallets. It's crazy to think about. Like, I mean, just burned it, basically. Burned it. It's gone. So, yeah. It's been exciting kind of building up to this, and now we've got to kind of wait and see when the fireworks are going to go out. You know, I still believe with every fiber of my being that we're going to see a bull market as we typically do in Bitcoin. Everything that we've been seeing up to this was just kind of the build up to kind of get us ready for it. And now it could take a little while. I think it'll be accelerated just because of the amount of buying pressure that's been coming from the ETFs. I still think we're going to stay. I don't know if I'll give it another month from now before we start going up, but it could be some sideways action for a little while. We've got to have that closed month of a red candle. You know, we were talking about that. We've never had 8, right?
Yeah. Well, so far we're on track for that. We're already down 10,000 from the beginning of the month. So,
yeah. And I mean,
maybe not quite that bad, but you know, it was just a little bit ago.
Yeah, I mean, this is healthy for the market to go through this kind of a washout, because, I mean, it's going to clean out all the leverage plays, all that stuff. Anybody that felt like they were maybe overextended on Bitcoin, like, they're going to sell, they're going to, you know, take a loss, they're going to do all kinds of stuff. People are going to do some crazy things right now. But it's also good to kind of reset all that trash that gets set up in the system, whether people buying on leverage or anything like that, so... That just basically, this is what we're doing right now, is we're developing our ground, right? Our foundation for the next legs up.
For sure.
So, yeah. And I mean, it's a huge range right now, obviously. We're looking at, what, basically on the high side, 73, low side, 60, basically. I mean, we did see that touch to 58 or 59. But I mean, those got bought up so fast, that didn't even last long. So... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it could take another 2 months. I mean, I'm not saying it will. It just, whatever spark that Bitcoin needs to really shoot to the moon, you don't know when it's going to happen. But when you do notice, it's just, we're going to see those God candles starting to form.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the other thing too that I'm thinking about, that, you know, some of the stuff that I could see as kind of that rocket fueled kind of kick stuff going, we're going to start seeing quarterly earnings from businesses and stuff like that. And that should be coming here very soon. If you find out some major corporations are actually buying Bitcoin and putting it on their treasury, I think that could do some huge moves, or at least start moving everything in the proper direction.
Right.
Because it doesn't take a whole lot in the way of kindling to kind of get this thing going, especially with the way we've kind of basically coiled over the past month. So
that's true. And, you know, you just reminded me back in 2021 when it kind of the bull market really began in earnest, I guess it was into 2020 and beginning of 2021. And it was announced that Tesla was going to start taking payments in Bitcoin and that, you know, Elon had bought some Bitcoin, and I think the price on that news jumped $10,000 that day.
Yeah. There was a lot of movement that day. It was pretty nutso. I mean, you found out that Elon had some, well, I can't say Elon directly, but you found out SpaceX had some and Tesla. And from what I understand, they both still hold Bitcoin on their balance sheets. So now, like, I mean, can you imagine if it's like announced that Apple has actually added Bitcoin to their treasury reserves?
Well, I think the kind of crazy one is we're going to find out some state actor has Bitcoin on their balance sheets.
And I think we could. I don't know, but that's not typically disclosed the same way, right?
Now.
Like, they don't have to give a quarterly file.
No, they don't. There is no quarterly filings on any states. They demand that from everybody else, but those rules for thee and not for me.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know, man. Crazy times. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
I'll just sign up for the newsletter. I'm going to put one out here soon, and we're going to keep them cranking out, and check out the website.
Yeah. When you sign up for the newsletter, you do get the self-custody checklist. You also can get yourself a Ledger or an Elopal, and it does help support the channel when you buy through our links on there. So you are buying directly from the distributor. So we do appreciate that. It does help support us.
Indeed.
So,
and it, when you buy that $21 of Bitcoin, you need to house it.
You need to stash it.
Stash it. I mean, it may cost you more than $21. I mean, I don't know what the Alipala goes for anymore, but you know.
Let me tell you exactly what $21 got me today. How much Bitcoin that was. So that bought 0.00032296 satoshis.
Is that three zeros I heard?
Yeah. So 32,296 satoshis. That's what that got me.
I don't know. I think eventually satoshis will be the unit of account in the world. So that's not a bad buy.
No, not at all. 21 bucks.
I don't know when that day is coming, but it'll happen.
It'll happen at some point. Yeah. No, for sure. I think it was just kind of like, that was my thing today. I was like, you know, I'm buying $21 worth of Bitcoin in memory of the halving today. So thank you all for listening.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.